That was True Margaret, and we've got Arm and Hammer from True Margaret. True Margaret's...
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
Oh, hold on a second. I didn't get your mic going.
Hey, everybody.
How you doing?
There you go.
How
you're
you
on
doing
three.
There?
Yes, we have two of three members of True Margaret here today, and they're a band that played at Lucky's last night.
Yeah, what a nice place that is. I love that place.
Yeah, I told you it was a great place. And how was the turnout? Was it okay?
It was pretty good. It was pretty good. It was better for the other band because they're from around here.
Yeah.
And they were pretty good, the Just People band. But we were well received, and the bartender bought us many drinks, and all in all, a real positive return to Eugene for True Margaret.
That's incredible. Now, you guys have three CDs, official CDs out now, and you got a brand new one that has just been released called The Juggler's Progress.
Yeah, we're real proud of this one. We've been working on it for a couple of years, and it's got 13 brand new Margaret-tastic tunes on it.
Now, True Margaret is a three-piece band. You've got Margaret Eichler. Do you have to let her in?
Yeah, I got to go.
Yeah, why don't you go let her in, and I'll bring everybody up to speed.
Here's an idea, Mark. You talk for a little while.
Yeah. Anyways, Margaret Eichler on vocals, piano, keyboards, and Gary Hobisch, who we were just talking to, the bass player, and Andrew Bacon, who unfortunately has been waylaid by the flu. Andrew's home listening on drums and percussion. I'm sure he was real good last night, though. Margaret brought in her mammoth 6-foot piano that she likes to hump, And before we...
It's good for humping.
Hey, say hi, Margaret.
Hi, Margaret.
So how'd you think it went last night?
It was very fun.
It was fun. Good, good. Lucky's is a good place.
I felt lucky
yeah.
to be there.
Yeah. It's. Did you pick up anybody on the street corner there afterwards? That's that corner of Olive and Broadway.
No, we did that in Olympia the other night.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to play a track from your second CD right now. And it's called True, and we're going to set you up and see maybe if you want to play live for us.
We'll see.
All right, we shall see. All right, that was True off of the second True Margaret CD, which was called, what's that one called?
Seaworthy.
Seaworthy. How could I forget? I think it's all those AC/DC requests that got me going this morning. So, yes. Why don't you just tinker around? Let's see what you sound like. Give me a little vocal.
Yeah. I like the stride, baby. Like it on
all right,
Mark
that's
Time
great.
Show.
That's great. Yeah, you're nice. Sorry for interrupting.
Damn it.
So, what you want to do? You want to do a song?
Well, you know, I feel we've been listening to your show as we drove here, and I really liked Candy Pants.
Candy Pants. I could even eat the seat.
Although the yodeling robot really won my heart. So with that, with the yodeling robot in mind, it made me think of this new song of ours, which we haven't recorded yet, so I'll have to play it live for you.
All
right. Right here. It's called Superhero Drugs. The vista from the mezzanine as good as any magazine. The way you peel that tangerine, I know just what you mean. The symmetry of chemistry remains a mystery. I'll be your superhero friend, and when you're more sheets to the wind that could exist here in 3D, you gotta remember that it's only me with my special powers of superhero drugs. The fragrances of shades of green, not generated by machine. The room takes on a plastic sheen and colors unforeseen. The symmetry of chemistry remains a mystery. I'll be your superhero friend, and when you're more sheets to the wind that could exist here in 3D, you gotta remember that it's only me with our special powers of superhero, 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 superhero drug. Nervous systems have reversed, so polymorphously perverse. And if it's in my head, I'm sure it's in yours. I'll be your superhero friend, and when you're more sheets to the wind that could exist here in 3D, you gotta remember that it's you and me with my special powers of superhero, 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 superhero drugs, superhero drugs, superhero drugs, superhero drugs. Superhero drugs, superhero drugs, superhero drugs.
All right, True Margaret live here on the Sunday Morning Hangover. I brought this over. I'm wondering, well, you think it'd be better to just stick that here?
Yeah.
You're going to have to lean over a little bit more, though.
That's pretty awkward.
I'm going to let the engineering talents of the great Arm & Hammer, a.k.a. Gary Hobisch, set up the mic here. That was Superhero Drugs, is the name of the track?
That is.
And that's a nice one. Is that off one of the CDs?
No, but I think it's going to be the title track on our next one, which is, you know, a few years down the road.
That's a catchy one. That's your next hit single, I think.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, your next hit single. Not to be confused with the current hit single, which is off of True Margaret's Juggler's Progress. What is it? Opposite Man's the big one, right?
Well, I don't know. Opposite Man, or is it Syllable?
Syllable's getting lots of play, too, yeah. So, is that going to make it or no?
If you can wait, if you have something heavy you can stick here. Yeah. How about that? Yeah.
I wish you guys could see.
Yeah,
this.
Just be careful
this
there.
Is
you
so
know?
MacGyvered. Or maybe it's more
MacGuffin.
MacGruber.
Do you want to do another one, or should I play a track off of one of your CDs and you want to relax a little bit? What do you think?
Why don't you play a track?
Okay, we'll play a track. You know, we've got your first CD, Deceptively True, here, and I don't think it gets played enough. There's a track here called All the Atoms Strung Together. Let's hear it. True Margaret, yes, and Mr. Arm & Hammer, could you tell us what the name of that song was?
That was All of the Atoms Strung Together.
Yeah, it was a long one, so I couldn't remember.
From the epic Deceptively True.
And we do have two-thirds of True Margaret, the band from San Francisco, here in the studio, who played Lucky's last night. And Margaret, that was really cool, that first song that you played earlier.
Thanks, man.
I'd like to talk a little bit about the band before you knew Andrew Bacon, the drummer, and Gary Hobisch. Tell me a little bit about the early.
It's hard to go back that far.
The early True Margaret.
The earliest True Margaret was Robert Geller on bass.
Mm-hmm.
And Shannon Mahaffey on guitar. Shannon Mahaffey came up with the name True Margaret, which was cool because he's like, let's call it True Margaret. And I was like, right on. I didn't have to name the band after myself. You did. Named after the band after myself. You know what I mean?
And, when did you start all this stuff?
You know, I believe the first True Margaret rehearsal was in 1989.
89, wow.
Remember the 80s.
Yeah, barely.
Not much,
hey,
no.
Man, if you could remember the 80s, you weren't there. But anyways, so you had that band for a while. Did you do any recording?
We did. We did Petetra La Fenetra, which was it was on tape. Remember tape?
Oh, yeah, cassettes. Yes, my friend Mr. Random loves cassettes.
They sound good.
Big shout out to Mr. Random.
Random.
Yes. And so how many cassettes did you put out?
Well, we did Petetra La Fenetra and Sympathetic Magic. And
now, did any of those end up on your first true CD?
Yeah, quite a few of those are on the Deceptively True CD, along with a bunch of stuff that was recorded in the 90s, a little later in the 90s.
Yeah, so that Deceptively True is kind of a compilation, as it were.
Yeah, this is a cool CD. It's 1999, and it's got 20 tracks on it. We just heard one of those tracks. But how did you hook up with Gary and Andrew? How did you find those guys? And was there somebody else in the band before you went three-piece?
There were so many different lineups. I might be too fatigued to remember them all for you in great detail, and it might take the rest of the time we have to tell them.
Well,
all to you,
I thought I heard a guitar player on that last track.
Oh, yeah. No, there was a point where we had two guitarists, and it was sort of this process of deconstruction that we became the trio we are now.
Yeah, that was Chris Martin and Sally
Magnus.
At that time, Lieber.
Now Magnus.
Now Magnus on that track. And if Sally's listening, we're hoping that her baby that's coming in 5 weeks enjoyed the tune.
Yes.
And so, Margaret, you ran into these two goofballs, Gary and Andrew.
I met Gary I was playing at the Albion in San Francisco. And I think I had a technical problem with my keyboard and was in the middle of a set. And
it didn't work.
Gary leapt up and fixed it, and I played the rest of the set, and
what happened? Did the batteries fall out? That's an inside joke.
Is that a Jars joke?
Yeah. Anyways. So
I think my shopping cart rolled away.
Yeah, the shopping cart rolled off stage. That almost happened a few times.
I'm sure. You guys were on any tilted stages.
No, and so you pared it down to the three-piece. What year are we talking about here? 2001 or something? Somewhere in there?
1999.
Yeah, around that time.
99. So. Yeah. And you got your first CD out, which was called Deceptively True.
Yes.
And then you labored so long on the second one, which is called Seaworthy, which came out in 2005.
Yes.
It had some real, really good FM play on that. You want to play a song before we talk some more?
Okay.
What are you thinking?
Are we still in the love theme?
Yes, it's all about love today, except for that kid that was calling about AC/DC records. He's the one I hate today.
Oh, don't be a hater, Reverend.
I'm sorry, I can't help myself. We do take requests here, and if you're listening, little boy, I don't have any AC/DC in the studio, sorry.
Sorry, but this is actually, this is my tribute to AC/DC.
All right.
Called Everything.
Cool.
Paper bag, you'd find them after lunch underneath a bunch of clamshells, along with Aphrodite riding in from the sea among a flock of geese, sunglasses on her nose, 'cause the galaxy's so close. have to guess at my intentions, and this almost would express all the dimensions of everything. The fever and the flame, the fits that wax and wane, these tides that do explain each blinding sun that burns with love.
Excellent. That was a beautiful song. What was that called again?
That's called Everything.
Everything. I like that. And is that available somewhere?
It's not. It's, again, I think it's going to be on our next new album.
Nice. That's like two albums in the future,
no,
right?
No, well, no, just one.
Our next?
Oh,
Those
right.
will come out when? 2020?
That's right. It's actually an answer song, too. There's a song on Seaworthy called Nothing. So.
Well, that was very nice. And,
thanks, man.
If my headphones would cooperate, I could hear myself. Yes.
We got a few people online we want to give a shout out to who are listening. Some True Margaret fans and some fans of the Sunday Morning Hangover. Old pal Bill Burnett up in Seattle, and Emily White, and our old friend Gary Malika is down in Pasadena listening. Kim Ham on the other side of the world. Hey, Kim.
Hey, wow, Kim's on there.
Paul Echeverry down in San Francisco, the guy that runs a whole lot of nudie festivals. And my old friend Shauna Spiteri.
Cool.
Down in San Francisco.
Hey, Shauna.
Well, we got a listener in Denmark. That's so cool. And Kim, if you ever make it back to Oregon, we'll get you a radio show. What do you think? He was bothering me on Facebook about, he says, I want to do a radio show too. you don't know what a nightmare it is, Kim. You get little kids calling about AC/DC all day. Anyways, you guys want to take a break? You want me to play a track off of something here?
Heck yeah.
Yeah, why don't you play something off of The Juggler's Progress?
Our new...
Let me see where I put it. Oh, here it is.
Recording.
Yes, why don't we just go straight away? We will go straight away and play the track called Opposite Man from True Margaret.
Leading me back to years ago.
Yes, Opposite Man from the just-released True Margaret Jugglers Progress CD.
Opposite Man.
Available at all the usual outlets.
I wish I were the Opposite Man.
Yes, and we're here with Gary Hobisch and Margaret Eichler, two-thirds of True Margaret. Andrew
Hi.
Bacon's at home.
And the other third of True Margaret, Andrew Bacon, our illustrious drummer, is... at home with the laryngitis, but he is online and listening, and he is tweeting and Facebooking and all sorts of stuff. And he has reminded me that if you will send your email via Twitter to True Margaret at twitter.com/TrueMargaret, you get a chance to win the new CD, The Juggler's Progress. And he's getting a little bit of action there. Everybody wants to say hi to Margaret to Andrew to tweet him there over at twitter.com/TrueMargaret. We're also on the web at TrueMargaret.com and Facebook/TrueMargaret and MySpace/TrueMargaret and
Reverb Nation/TrueMargaret.
There's a lot of slashing going on here.
Oh.
So anyhow, back to Ms. Margaret. Ms. Margaret, we last left off. You had met my friend Gary Hobisch and Andrew Bacon, and you were a trio, and you put out a couple really super CDs. And there's this big tour going on.
That's
Could
right.
you tell me about your West Coast tour?
Well, it seems to be an ongoing thing with a month break in between tours. But we went out in October and did the Northwest, Washington, Oregon, came to your lovely town here, Eugene. And went down to L.A. that time, and now we're on the second leg of the Juggler's Progress mini-leg tour. And
The multi-legged tour.
Yes. We're like more than an octopus, a nanopus, whatever.
I'm just amazed at all the different places you visited, like way out in Willits, California.
That's right. We played Willits. We played San Jose, San Francisco. We played in Milton at the Cedarwood Dome.
We played a dome, man.
Yeah.
We played a dome.
A dome.
You can't get more rock and roll than playing
a geodesic dome made out of plywood. But, it's fun.
You know what's funny is I see a lot of those around here, around the Eugene area, and I'm just amazed at the whole thing.
It's the perfect shape.
I think it's time to hear another song from you, Margaret.
All right, man. This is a new song. There's been debate about what it's about. Why don't you tweet us and tell us what I'm talking about, because I'm not sure.
Sometimes the furnace in a brain cell has a cylinder misfire. Sometimes the heat is more external, manipulating your desire. Look around, it's not just you acting so confused. There is no time to make your time up. It's coming at you like a blazing wheel. Have 50,000 midnights already struck before you get it all together and deal. A brand new shelf in her apartment, the eyelash on the windowsill, the mysterious compartment her uncle left her in his will. Look around, it's not just you acting so confused. There is no time to make your time up. It's coming at you like a blazing wheel. Have 50,000 midnights already struck before you get it all together and deal. And deal. And deal. about magnetic cutlery. And when your reason takes a beating, you move around alternity. Look around, it's not just you acting so confused. There is no time to make your time up. It's coming at you like a blazing wheel. Have 50,000 midnights already struck before you get it all together and deal, and deal, and deal, and
that was real nice. What's that one called?
It's called Blazing Wheel.
Blazing Wheel from True Margaret Solo. Yes, Margaret Eichler of True Margaret, the band who, well, two-thirds of them are here in the studio. And we're going to take a short musical break. We're going to play the title track, right, off Juggler's Progress.
Awesome.
What if you saw half of my flaws? What if I'm a not even the person that you asked for facts and got an act to believe in? My brain like halos orbit saints. Don't wanna wait till I'm underground. It's so far from the bubble where it bubbles up and troubles my sleep. It's so far to the theater. I'm blushing on my knees for auditioning. I love to spend time, your audience, your little hints are like choirs and bells.
Auditioning.
All right, let's let the great Gary Hobisch back announce that one.
That was the microphone being off, and now it's on. That was the Juggler's Progress, the title track from our new CD, which coincidentally is named The Juggler's Progress. And
go figure.
Come and listen to it at www.truemargaret.com.
Oh, that's a shout out, dude. You can't do that.
www.truemargaret.com.
And quick
no, you can say you can listen to it if you want to. Yeah.
Or if you don't want to, you can stand there and look at the page while it shouts at you. But also want to give a quick shout out to old buddy Ike Stackel in New Jersey listening to us over the interwebs.
All right. Great. Well, by the way, you are listening to the Sunday Morning Hangover here on KWVA Eugene. I'm the Reverend Mark Time. Next week will be a very special hangover. Stay tuned. So, Margaret.
Yes, Reverend Mark Time.
You said you had another one up your sleeve.
I do. I do.
Why don't we just do it?
My sleeves are capacious. this is called The Charms of Hope. That startled deer out of the headlights of your fear. There is no doubt that you will find a place to graze that's productive. No harm in being brave. This is a mental tidal wave. You will survive to identify the reasons it's seductive. All the charms of hope affecting you like dope, filling up your brain. Opposable feet of clay won't stop you crawling from the bay. This is the way that you're attractively, naturally selected. Inventing wheels and gears and rings won't earn you a new pair of wings or give you a thousand ways to think of the unexpected. All the charms of hope affecting you like dope, filling up your brain. All the charms of hope affecting you like dope.
Excellent. Come on, let's hear it. Let's give it up for True Margaret.
Thanks.
Ladies and
I love you.
The incredible True Margaret here on the Sunday Morning Hangover Variety Program. Anyways.
You know, we did appropriately enough arrive here somewhat hungover.
Excellent.
Our friend Brad Erickson over at Lucky's was just really generous with the cocktails and beers.
Well, let's talk about the future. Because the future...
The future, Reverend Mark Time?
Remember...
When you're Your Majesty, Reverend Mark Time.
What is that Criswell quote? Because remember the future...
we are all going... Because that is where we are going to spend...
That's the rest of our lives. Yes. So, True Margaret's future. Well, you guys are still touring. What's your next...
Oh, the future of our touring. Yes, we have about 3.5 weeks off when we get home tonight. Good. Starting tonight. And then we're going to Austin.
Cross your fingers
yeah.
on that one.
Andrew's going to be real happy about that. Andrew's going to be drinking NyQuil for 3 weeks. Big,
yes.
big shout out to Andrew, the drummer who's at home
Andrew.
Sick.
Andrew.
And Andrew's actually, he's there and listening tweeting and talking to you guys who are listening on the net. And you have a few more minutes to tweet Andrew at truemargaret.tweet. Twitter.com/truemargaret for a chance to win a copy of The Juggler's Progress.
So, Margaret, after 3 weeks hiatus, then what?
Then we get back in the truck and we're heading to Texas.
Whoa.
We're going to Austin.
Wow. Austin's a great town.
I know. I'm excited. Yeah, we're going to the Red Gorilla Fest, which is during South by Southwest.
And eating barbecue.
Eating, well, they,
there's
they,
always a lot of eating on our tours.
Do they call it barbecue down there, or they call it something else? I think they call it Q or something.
They call it delicious.
Yeah. So, okay, after Texas, you guys going to come back?
And yes, we will come back on the way, and we're going to play in Scottsdale at the Rogue Bar. We're going to play at Trip in Santa Monica. We're going to play at Frog and Peach in San Luis Obispo.
Another great town, San Luis Obispo.
I know.
You know, I was just thinking, I'm looking at your keyboard, it'd be a waste if we didn't do one more track live. So I'm going to put you on the spot. And
well, I actually have a special arty song that Gary is going to read something for us while I play some improvisatory standby. Can you talk amongst yourselves? I have to get it out of my
head. Let's just have a quick conversation well, between us here, man. Well, you know. Oh, well, look at that.
So this is a special, special arty moment. You can decide if it's art or if it's just pornography. This is some spam I got. I need to be here. Okay, cool. We have a little room here, about 2 inches.
Very little room.
We got a blurb in the Tacoma, the Weekly Volcano, and I think they thought that we were going to bring a grand piano to the Bob's Java Jive, which is, you know, a little, maybe the stage is about the size of this control room here. But so he worried about us fitting on the stage. But I do, in fact, travel with a keyboard for you people that were worried about it. We can fit in here.
All right.
The point.
And this one's called
The Best Spam Ever. Right. Hi. Remember how we made love in your car? Like it was perfect. The stars, the moon, the sky, and the lights of the city. Here in Russia, that does not happen again. I want you to come, if you do not mind, write me.
Nice.
I wish I were a chimpanzee. I wouldn't have to climb this hill.
there.
True Margaret, yes, True Margaret from their just released CD, The Juggler's Progress. And
brand spanking new.
That's a great track called Syllable. Well, it's been a pretty quick hour with the two of you.
It's been a lot of fun, Reverend.
Thanks for having us, man.
Yeah, yeah, anytime. And, you know, you guys are playing next where again, Texas?
Our next gig is in Sacramento at Old Ironsides on
March 11th.
So,
with the Only Men.
Anybody out there on the net that's listening in Sacramento, True Margaret is coming to your town.
Coming at you.
Be coming to your town.
And, you know, I feel really bad for Andrew for not making it down here. But he was so suffering so much. How did he do at the gig last night?
He did great. He's a champ.
Yeah, he sure is.
Yeah, he's playing drums and doing Harvey Fierstein impersonations.
I thought it was more like Brenda Vaccaro.
Well, anyways.
It's a heartache.
Nothing but a heartache. <Na-na-na-na-na-na-na>. All right. Well, we're going to close out with another track from Juggler's Progress, a just released CD by True Margaret. Once again, thank you both for coming in.
Bye. Thanks for having us.
Bye-bye.